Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play, Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
And Thea just goes, okay, we'll go together.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
I will not hesitate to slay you.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz-Smith.
Hey kids, drugs are bad. When someone offers you drugs, just hop away.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Although we may look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story so far. You can also find a list of characters we've met and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. Welcome back, listeners. When last we left our heroes, they learned that, much like the city of Silvail, the village of Haven was attacked by Zendaya and her followers 10 years ago. In the attack, V lost their parents, and Perkins, his twin brother. Princesses Thea and Kat admitted their budding romantic feelings for one another, and Delalia attempted to awaken the North Wood using the power of the goddess Seed, only to discover she didn't have the capacity to do so on her own. Now our heroes are following a trail of awakened forest from the center of the North Wood back to the Pantry of Haven, hoping to find some answers. Will our heroes get to the bottom of who's been taking the food from the pantry before sundown? Let's find out. I will see you in the story. Okay, so the last time we left off, you had just noticed that there is a trail of awakened forest leading towards Haven in one direction. And then the other end of the trail is leading away from Haven deeper into the forest. And your party had decided that you were going to head back to Haven first and see where it leads. As you follow the trail into Haven, you see that this little trail of awakened earth leads right towards the Haven pantry.
Oh.
And from where you are standing as you approach, there are 6 people standing around outside the pantry as you approach. One of them is two of them you've met before. There is Bronn Bonebreaker, the King Ku, who didn't really talk much in your last encounter, but he was working with Jansen Juniper, the half-human, half-tiefling with white hair. Those are the two you spoke to. You also see a Fearbull gnome, a half-elf, half-tiefling with black hair who looks a little nervous. You see an orc, and you see what looks like a half-fearbull, half-halfling. And they're all kind of talking, chatting amongst themselves. And as they see you approach, they quiet down, and all eyes are on you. And they wait to see what you have to say.
Hi there.
Has this trail always been here? He just points down at the grass.
Pardon? Jansen with the white hair steps forward. Excuse me? What'd you say?
We just found this trail of like fresh magic grass that is leading to the pantry.
Yeah.
Has this always been here?
They look down and they say, I mean, that's grass, yeah. And they're looking at you kind of funny. I mean,
okay, that's fair.
Do you not, can you not see a patch of awakened grass on the ground?
To be fair for you guys, when I say awakened, I mean that it's just like, it's grass. It's alive instead of being like dead for wintertime.
Yeah, no.
So it's
yeah.
not like sparkling with magic or anything,
no,
but it
yeah.
is living grass
yeah,
that is
right.
green.
There's like a very clear line of...
I mean, this grass is clearly much more
happier.
Fresh.
Well, yeah. It sounds like these guys don't know anything about the grass. That's okay. So we have been given the authorization to inspect the larder. If you could please give us the capacity to do that.
Did something happen over here? Like,
well, your friend, you told us this morning that you guys were going to be inspecting. Mm-hmm. I've gathered, Jensen is saying, I've gathered all of the guards for the pantry. We are the pantry team.
Okay.
We look after the pantry. We keep track of it. I'm the organizer. I'm the manager here. Jensen, they, them.
Hi, Jensen.
And this is my crew. And they introduce you. They point to the Fearbolg gnome, which appears to be an older gentleman who looks a little sleepy. They give him a little pat on the shoulder and they say, Higgins, oh, we call him old man Higgins, but Higgins, are you, would you mind joining us? And the Fearbolg gnome is like,
what, oh, yes, hello, I'm here.
And he kind of wipes the sleep from his eyes.
Talalia looks pointedly at the others.
Jansen continues, this is my sibling, Kieran Juniper. And they point to the half-elf, half-tiefling with black hair who waves nervously and says, hi. They continue, this is Tandy Smelton, they say, pointing towards the orc who looks confident, friendly. They give you a friendly wave. And then this is, you've met Ron Bonebreaker, and they point to the Kinku. And then last but not least, this is Fagin. And Juniper points to the Fearbolg halfling who is quite a beefy character. You see that he's got tattoos on his arms. He's got some really great facial hair going on. He is short but stout. And he just kind of gives a in greeting.
Delalia blushes.
Felix shakes his head at that.
I feel like that person is too healthy for Delalia. Where are the exposed veins?
But this is a good direction to go. You know, Felix is going to leave that alone. I'm not going to question this one. This is the one.
This is okay.
I can handle this emotionally.
He's not actively dying. Yeah. You know, okay. Or trying to murder us.
Yeah. Fagin kind of sneers, and maybe it's supposed to be a smile, like kind of like a. And you see, he's got a golden tooth.
Yeah. Okay, oh, that's buddy. More on. That's more on point. That's more on point.
There it is.
I knew it was in there.
And I'll remind you that like Perkins freaky. And Kat and are both with you. Just Perkins and Kat. Right, had left you earlier.
That's right.
Perkins, would you mind joining me inside?
Oh, yes.
Felix and Kat can
I can go.
Well, we need it to be. Maybe Kat shouldn't interview. I feel like that would be inappropriate.
Yeah. I'm just. Do you want me to stay out here?
No,
or
you can just go.
No.
Okay, you can stay here. What?
Why don't you two help search the inside of the pantry for any clues or anything? Any sort of sign of entry that maybe is not so obvious.
Okay.
And Felix, you can...
like, check for magic.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, check for magic.
I don't...
Just Arcana the check.
Okay.
The fuck.
Yep.
Out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Felix, should interview all of the people with an emphasis on old sleepy old man Higgins.
All right. Higgins?
That's the one you're
sleepy
okay,
boy.
That's the one
they
you're
call me old
of.
Man Higgins.
He probably went nigh-nigh and then someone came in and stole stuff.
I mean, that's very, very likely.
I'm say quietly saying so that Higgins can't hear.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay. But. Anyway, yeah, you interview all of these fools and we will go inside. Also,
no, I'm laughing at her saying we'll interview all these fools.
Okay. Oh, they're all here. Mix Juniper, I appreciate your straightforwardness.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing all of this with us today, and I know that we will come up with a solution that is that will help make your job a little bit easier.
Thank you. And we're happy to help however we can. And they look from you to Princess Kat, and all of them bow respectfully to Kat, who just kind of like shoulders go up, looks really awkward, and like does a weird curtsy in response, and then just like books it into the larder.
Thea just goes, so that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Got it.
That is exactly what it looks like.
You both
like.
Need to like curl up with some popcorn and Moana after all this is over. Cause
So with a what?
Moana. It's a beautiful story.
Okay.
We have it in a phonetoid. And it's about a young princess who finds herself, but she's very confident in her role. It's great.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't sound like me.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
But I would love to hear that story sometime, Delalia, says yeah. Perkins.
Honestly, right. Perkins, you would love my home. Well, I think you should come visit sometime.
I'm gonna just kind of go where Kat went, and I will see you guys later. Are we meeting back up? Do we need to like synchronize something? I guess we don't have watches.
That's... I mean, we could just meet back here in like half an hour. I mean, I'm the only one who's going to be out here. I can go inside and meet with you guys once I'm done talking with everyone.
Juniper speaks up. I mean, we're all just standing here. So if you wanted to go somewhere different to interview, we could. Or we could just stay here while they go inside.
Yeah, no, you guys go inside. I'll catch up with you once I'm done talking with everyone.
We'll see ya. Do like yell real loud if anything happens and you need help.
Can do.
Of course.
Actually, do you want...
You're the one who doesn't ask for help.
I know. That's why I think I should probably leave. Lauren, do you want to stay with Felix? Yeah. So you go stay with Felix, and then you, Lauren can let us know if you need help.
Wait, Delalia, where are you going again?
Inside. With you.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. I thought you were going to go off on like a solo quest. And...
I'm starting to feel like you don't trust me. All right.
No, I trust you. You might need help.
Very quick meta question. Mm-hmm. Where's Ramsay?
Where is Ramsay?
Dead.
No!
Is he with Hilda?
No.
Wait, I know maybe, we didn't ever say he was say, with Hilda, but...
Felix, do you have any opinion about that? Or do you want Hilda to have taken Ramsay with her?
Or is he just like...
You know, I like the idea.
In his Airbnb, just like eating. And, like
just hanging out, just eating. No, I think he's probably just been following Hilda around all day.
Okay, she didn't ask him to come, but she turned around at one point when she heard, and he just followed after her, knowing that she would probably want a friend with her.
Yeah, that's good. I feel less...
She probably gives him, like, treats and stuff, and so he's just like, I am devoted to this small person now because
makes
she
me
gives
less
me
nervous.
Things I'm not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Makes me less nervous about her going off on her own with just a knife, because now she has just a knife and a goat. That's
so this
better.
Goat reminds me of Heimdall, my old dog.
Yeah,
who is just like a little crotchety, but just the most loyal. You know? But then what are you gonna do in a situation, Heimdall? He's always like, and it's like, dog, literally, you are not able to help. You have like four teeth.
Yeah, my cat doesn't even pretend to be a protector. He just like he's okay. My parents have a runt. They have an itty bitty teeny little black cat that was a stray, and she followed their other two black cats home, and her name is Juniper, but we call her Itty Bitty.
Juniper,
I know it.
Itty
I named
bitty.
Her we call her Itty Bitty. That was
Itty Bitty Kitty.
Yes.
Oh,
I didn't, that was them, that was my dad and mom. Anywho, but my cat who is three times her size is terrified of her.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, he sees her and he goes and runs away.
That's really cute and a little sad that she runs away.
No, she doesn't.
Oh,
he runs
Yasa
away.
Does.
Yasa
does.
Oh. Like, nope.
Big boy Yasa. That's is scared hilarious. Of itty bitty kitty.
Tanky boy.
Yeah,
tanky boy is
He's
afraid of
boy.
The tiny run.
He's a soft lover. Tank.
He's a soft tank.
But yeah, so.
So you guys, so Delalia and Thea and Kat go into the larder. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Felix stays outside. Mm-hmm. Perkins is going into the larder too. Mm-hmm. And Dashing is going to, he's going to stay with you, Felix. He's like, hey, bro, I'm gonna help you. Interview these fools.
Yeah, you guys
okay,
gonna
well,
play
we're
some
not going
to
call them that.
No, okay, sorry. She made a joke and I was just,
No, I get it. You're
just riffing.
I
love the idea of Dash like with a backwards cap on. Like, yeah, no, I'm. He sits in a chair backwards.
Like a '90s mascot animal, just backwards hat, like little
with his ears tucked backwards.
Yes.
Like a little hey kids, drugs are bad.
Yeah. This is what happens when you fuck up.
When someone Stay offers in drugs, school. Just hop away.
Hop away.
Can't. Please write that
God.
Children's book.
Yes, please do.
Listeners, we've had coffee. It's the first time we've done this during the morning, so
yeah, it is.
We need to start drinking alcohol to calm us back down.
Yes. Straight up, though, I would not say no.
I would not say no.
Yeah. No. Okay,
so Kat, Thea, Delalia, and Perkins walk into a larder, and Felix and Dash
sounds like
a joke. The party split,
and you think one of them would have seen it.
What's that punchline? Yeah, no, it's a blonde and brunette and a redhead rock into a bar, which is funny because you think at least one of them would have seen
Point of inspiration to Rebecca.
I got the point, even though I had to explain the joke.
Kelsey, you would, I know I told you this before, but you would love Dungeons and Daddies if you haven't listened to it yet. Yeah. And they do this thing where if they tell a really bad dad joke in the beginning of the series, it does for the psychic damage or like 1d4 psychic damage to everyone who hears it. Amazing. But then they started telling so many dad jokes that now they get inspiration if they do it. Because it was just like, this is, they're killing themselves.
I saw a TikTok about somebody making a bard, but it's not going to be like... rather than making like sexy man just horn dog bard, they said make the best way to utilize being a bard is to be the dad character, like bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
You got this, kid. I believe in this.
Yeah.
I believe in
you. You're making me so proud.
Harmful words. What is that?
Vicious mockery.
Vicious mockery, dad jokes. Yeah.
That's a really good point. Vicious mockery could be dad jokes. It could just be lots of bad dad jokes.
Yeah, and like the healing thing is just like, hey, walk it off, buddy. You're good.
All right, so Felix and Dashing stay outside. Kat, Thea, and Delalia and Perkins walk into the larder. Let's go with our friends in the larder first. So I will tell you what you see upon entering.
I'm going to roll investigation.
Yes, that's great.
Oh, no. I'm going to roll perception.
Yeah, you can roll either perception or investigation. God. Same thing for you, Thea. So perception bad. Or investigation, if you just want to...
I got a 10, though.
Okay. You got a 21 perception.
I got a 21.
Perception.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what you see. As you walk into the larder, Delalia and Thea, you see that Haven's pantry, it's nearly empty. You see that there are jars of pickled vegetables, preserves, some honey, barrels of what look to be maybe ale, sacks of flour, butter, bits of cheese, small loaves of bread. Well, this doesn't sound like it's nearly empty, but it is.
It looks like it's a scant ration of each of those.
This is what you see, but there's not a lot of it, I guess I should say. There are like wild eggs from like birds, bags of nuts and seeds. There are some boxes of root vegetables, potatoes, a few bags of onions, and a dwindling supply of jerky. And now, while it is, you know, a sizable list of food, you have to keep in mind that this is for a whole town. And so if you're thinking about a whole town, it's a rather small amount of food. But it is very well organized. With your perception check, Delalia, because you guys saw that trail of awakened forest, you're looking for where that trail might lead, perhaps? And you notice that there is, you're kind of pulling like barrels and boxes back. And you find in the corner of the larder, kind of tucked away behind a barrel, is a little hole, just a little hole, only like small enough for like a mouse to fit through. And Princess Thea, as you are looking around, you also find a little hole. You're actually looking at the bags of nuts, and you see that in the back of one, there's again like the tiniest hole that looks like a small creature, maybe with sharp teeth, could have gnawed in and started collecting the little acorns.
They've got pests.
So, Perkins, and I point the holes out to him first of all, and I'm like, Perkins. Obviously, we've got a little bit of an infestation.
Oh, yeah, yes, dude, I see.
It's completely normal to have mice.
In the forest, et cetera.
Yeah, but I'm also wondering, because it seems like all of this is gathered things. Do you all farm at all?
Well, most of what we eat is gathered. We do have gardens, but we don't have any large-scale farming. It's mostly personal gardens when the weather is nice.
What kind of data do you have? Do you have census data for the town?
Juniper's outside. Perkins says, maybe somewhere. I could go ask somebody.
Here's my hypothesis. What if you got a little mouse, fine. You know, magic mouse, normal.
Magic mouse?
Well, potentially it's green. Yeah, probably magic mouse. Yeah. And I also received a gift of some acorns. This motherfucker. So there's little magic mice. running around stealing from you, maybe eating them, whatever. But that's a normal, what is it called? Whenever it's a financial term. Oh my God. Okay, but anyway, it's normal to have a little bit of loss when it comes to storage because things go bad or there are pests.
Waste.
It starts with an S. It's like churn, but it's not that.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it either.
Yeah.
I was just going on food.
I'll think of it later and be really annoying about it.
It's fine.
But I just wonder if maybe your input is not matching your output because there's more need than you guys are able to keep up with anyway.
Oh,
especially since the forest isn't producing as much. So maybe if we domesticated some of these crops and... you know, could increase production of them a little bit and still do the same things you were doing, but make it a little bit more productive.
Kat hears you say that, Delalia, and she says, that sounds like a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be excessive, but just like growing, you know, some grains and stuff like that so you have more options.
They look at each other and Kat nods and she says, I mean, those are all really good ideas, but do you really think it's just, you said magic mice? Are you guys talking about the mouse shroom?
Potentially. Yeah. Tiny little... Although...
I remember. I was there. I remember. But you think that those are what's stealing from us?
I don't know. They wouldn't be able to steal as much as it sounds like you're saying is gone.
Is missing. Yeah.
But...
yeah, I'm trying to be solution-oriented, knowing that the world is changing. It might be that it's not as possible to be as magical here anymore. I don't know.
Are we... how small are these holes that we're looking at? Like, how small is small?
Like a mouse hole small?
Like a mouse hole small.
Perkins says...
shrinkage.
Shrinkage. Here we go.
Shrinkage. I didn't know that. I'm saying it like I knew it, but I didn't.
Perkins says, do you... forgive me, Delalia and Princess Thea. What do you know about mushrooms? Do you have any prior knowledge?
Yep. Delalia will tell you.
What do we think? History, Arcana, animal handling?
Let's say either nature or Arcana.
12.
Okay, so Delalia, you know that...
First of all, let me preface this by saying we have like really magical creatures where I'm from, so mushrooms are the least of my concern. Oh, typically.
There you go.
Thea's apparently read about it in a book. She just rolled a 24.
A nat 20.
Delalia, you've heard of mushrooms, like in probably like when you were a kid, they were like included in stories and such. Maybe not like a main part of any story, but when you think of a mushroom, you have the vague impression of just like a magical kind of pest, but I shouldn't say pest, a magical rodent that to your knowledge is just like a myth or it's not an actual creature. It's just like one of those things that people like to tell stories about. Let's say with your role, you know that they're supposed to be creatures that are good luck because they're so, you know, kind of rare, kind of like a unicorn in a way. It's like if you see a mushroom or you interact with a mushroom and they seem to like you, then you've been favored by the mushrooms and they'll bring you good luck and good fortune. Princess Thea, as you're racking your brain, you recall a story that you read in the library of Highgard, which has all of the books on everything, apparently.
It's a very good library.
It's a very good library.
For colonists, it's an exceptionally good library.
Wonder where they found those books.
My mom,
who knows?
My mom filled it with all the smart magical books.
That's true. Yeah, let's say that Jophiel really was really into like education and the arts. Mm-hmm. So that's probably her contributions. You know, Princess Thea, as you rack your brain, you know that mushrooms are, again, like supposed to be a sign of good luck, not necessarily something that's real, but just like a fun little wife's tale. But you also remember recalling at least one story in which mushrooms could also be considered a pest. Like there's a story you read once about a town that wanted to get rid of the mushrooms and wanted to get them all out because they were eating food and they were taking things. It seems that there are two sides to this, where they can either be really good luck and they can bring you fortune, or they can be seen as a pest that needs to be exterminated. But both of you would know that they are rare.
They're rare? Do I remember if they're capable of stealing large quantities of food, or if it's just like normal mice? I almost said mouses. Normal mice.
I want a moose. A moose the gate.
Moose.
from what you've observed in the larder, and with your 21, I think it was from earlier, as you're thinking about this, you notice that there is a jar of honey that looks like it's been maybe accidentally knocked over and kind of broken behind a box. And you see in the honey, like little mousy footprints leading kind of back towards the hole and then like disappearing towards the hole because all the honey came off. And you get the idea that they probably weren't able to carry the whole jar of honey out and that they're probably just taking little bits of food at a time.
Okay, so I don't think, I mean, I obviously you have a mushroom problem. I think this is probably mouse related, and the strip of grass that's actually growing makes me think that it's a magical mouse, which makes me think mushrooms. But I don't think they can take as much food as we're talking about having gone missing.
What about other tiny creatures? What do we know about like fae and stuff, like tiny, tiny fae?
Well, Kat says we don't tend to have many fae around here. The mushrooms would probably be the only ones. But I mean, when we saw them the other day in the clearing, I thought that might be what they were. And again, something kind of crosses Kat's face, like maybe she's not saying everything.
Do I have Zone of Truth? No, that's another character.
But I guess it would make sense if
Bark
they were
skin. That didn't help.
Oh, Delandia! Oh my gosh, she scared me.
I want to scare her into
the goddess seed. Has it taken her over?
I want to scare her. Like it's like when you have the hiccups. I want to scare her into spilling. Actually,
you could roll intimidation.
No, I have a better idea. Let me see my stats. Because again, I forgot who I am. I think I'm going to say. I'm going to go and say, hey, Kat, I actually was wondering, do you guys mind continuing to research in here? I need to have a private conversation.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you need me to leave or are you leaving?
We're leaving.
But I'm staying?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Perkins.
Hello. Oh, okay.
And
Thea gives Delalia a look like, please don't scare her. I'm trying to get on her good side.
All right. Hey, Kat, maybe you can show me the outside of this building. And we head outside.
Okay. As you head outside, we're going to flip back over to Felix.
Okay.
Felix, you have a line of people in front of you, and I'll say their names again. You have Old Man Higgins, who has fallen asleep again, Kieran Juniper and their sibling, Jansen Juniper. Tandy Smeltson, the orc, Ron Bonebreaker, the kinku, and Fagin, the beefy half-fearbulg, half-halfling with the golden tooth. And they're all, he looks kind of grouchy and is like crossing his arms and just looks annoyed to be here. Tandy looks fine, friendly. Bron is an enigma. And that is the lineup. These are the usual suspects.
I love that everybody in this town is either super friendly but super shy or fucking aggressive as shit. Like,
yeah, there's no middle ground.
There's no middle ground with any of these people. They're either like, one or the other on the spectrum.
Everybody's either super passive aggressive or super aggressive. Like those are and that's what those form together.
Yeah, like, it's just like here we are. Yeah.
I will say, Tandy seems like she's happy.
A normal gal.
And Jansen seems
Thank
normal
God.
Too.
Okay, I'm just teasing.
All right, sir. Felix, was it?
Yeah.
Sir Felix, what can we do for you?
Okay, so I just got a couple of questions. Felix and I are both trying to realize what we need to ask exactly here. Okay, so who's usually on guard when things are mostly stolen, or is this an every night thing?
Oh, we have shifts.
You have shifts?
Yes.
Okay.
So different people are guarding at different times during the day, and we have had thefts on multiple nights, not just one. It basically every night. Jansen consults their chart and they say food started to go missing on the 21st of Chess. That's when I first noticed it. That was exactly 8 days after the arsonists were given permission to make camp in the glen.
Okay. Sorry, writing notes. Okay, so So is there a particular time of the night when the food goes missing, or do you guys just realize the next morning when you open up the larder to hand out food that there's food missing?
I'm in charge of the ledger, so I always notice if something is missing. Mm-hmm. But we have had some strange occurrences, and Jansen looks to their sibling, who looks at you nervously and says, hi, again.
Hi.
This is my sibling, Kieran, my younger sibling, and they have had some experiences when they were on night duty. Kieran, can you... Oh, yeah, sure. What do you need to know?
Well, what do you know? Strange occurrences. Can you elaborate on that at all?
Well, sometimes when I've been on night duty, I think I hear things in the bushes, like little bugs or something. But then when I go to look, there's nothing there. I sometimes feel like I hear strange sounds in the night coming from off in the distance. Like an eerie sort of wailing or singing.
Okay. I have theories. Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you. Kieran?
Kieran, yeah.
Kieran, okay. And Felix looks to the others in the lineup. Has anybody else heard any of these strange noises, like wailing?
Fagin steps forward and spits on the ground. And he says,
I've seen things moving in the darkness before. In fact, the last time I saw something moving, I went over and I took my axe with me and I was ready to handle with whatever was in the bushes spying on us. But when I got over there, it sprayed me with some sort of poison.
A poison? So what
kind? Right in my eyes.
What kind of poison?
I don't know, some kind of poison. It burned my eyes. I had to go get some medicine. So whoever these people are, they're fighting dirty.
He's also a Rottweiler, apparently.
He's a little puppy Rottweiler.
He's just so trying so hard to be so scary. Okay.
He is.
Okay, you said you saw, but you saw figures, like big figures, little figures. How many?
I don't know. I just heard something moving in the bush.
Okay.
Didn't see nothing because when I got close, I got sprayed.
Okay. It didn't stink?
Right here. He thinks and he said,
okay.
Nah, it didn't smell like anything, but okay. It did set me coughing.
All right. Coughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felix, as you're having this conversation, Bay pops up out of your hat and says, wee-wee-wee.
Oh, what's up?
Bay is going to scuttle down your shoulder and frantically gesture towards you.
What's going on?
Choo-choo,
and like he's going to like take him off his shoulder and like hold him up at eye level. Like what? What is it?
Bay mimes like kind of running in a circle and then starts those little weasel coughs like.
Okay, a circle and a cough.
Oh, okay.
That's a fun weasel you have there.
It's a fun weasel.
Thank you.
Sorry, yeah. That wasn't a come on.
I know.
Are you sure? Okay. Okay. Positive. So he's running in a circle and he starts coughing. I speak with animals. So.
Okay. So in weasel, Bay is reminding you of the time when Bay chased after the mushrooms in the glen, and how he got like I'm pretty sure he got sprayed with something that mm-hmm. they stopped. To stop him from chasing them before they ran off. Because you guys had to heal him.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were like, we're not killing another animal.
Yeah.
Another animal?
Oh,
wait,
that's
which one
right.
has already died?
All the bills.
All the bills.
They're not dead. They're like Jesus. No.
Imaginary?
They come back.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter. This is the part where I take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. I hope everyone has had a good holiday season so far, despite Omicron and the usual holiday stressors. Whether you're spending time with friends or family, chosen family, maybe taking some time to remember those who aren't with us this year, or maybe just taking some quiet time for yourself, we're wishing you a happy new year. If you want to wish us a happy new year too, you can connect with us on social media and maybe say hi, give us a shout out by following us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, our patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, including access to our Discord, first look at new artwork, the recording of our session zero, the wedding video of Lydia's meowage to her cat Yasa, and more. If you like what you hear, consider becoming a patron today and check out our various tier options at patreon.com/spellpod. All right, let's get back to our heroes.
So Bay reminds Felix of the mushroom powder, and he says, "Oh, that's a good point. I completely forgot about that. Thank you."
Chee-chee.
And he puts him back up. He puts Bay back on his shoulder, and he says, "Have you ever had experience being sprayed by mouse shrooms?"
Mouse shrooms. Oh wait, which one's talking? Tandy will say, "Mouse shrooms. Those are just." We don't have mushrooms. Those are...
Well, I actually saw some in your guys' really? Sacred Glen not too long ago. Yeah, they actually got my little buddy here pretty good. And he actually started coughing too. So it might be the same thing. Have you guys ever had an infestation, or have you noticed tiny holes in like the food pantry, or like pellets maybe?
I haven't noticed any tiny holes. To be fair, I've been mostly focused on just keeping track of the food. Are you suggesting that it's an infestation of some sort, that it's animals taking the food?
It could be. I mean, when the whole forest is running low on food, these guys are probably still hungry too. So, it stands to reason. We've had it happen a lot of times on the farm, especially once it starts getting colder out. These little guys get a little, you know, brave, and they'll start going into places they're not supposed to get any food or warmth.
That would make sense, Jansen admits. But so consistently and so much, they'd have to be stealing a lot of food. Are you sure that... like mice or little animals could steal that much without us noticing?
Well,
we always have somebody here standing guard.
Yes, but mushrooms are very tiny, and also...
Are you saying that it was a mouse? A mouse poisoned me?
A mouse shroom poisoned you, yes.
You saying I got beat by a mouse?
Cracks his knuckles.
I mean, you can interpret that any way you want, but staying focused on the task here, Felix is just like, don't start with me.
Lauren like flies up above your head and does a little circle kind of to show Fagin like, don't mess with this guy because I'm the guardian right now. And Fagin's like, so her, and steps back.
A couple of mice, no, you would barely even notice that something went missing. But if these little guys are... going in all night and taking out small bits of food all night for a long period of time, they could actually walk away with a lot of food. The strange part is how organized they are. I don't know. I'm not a magic person, so I don't know anything about this. Are any of you particularly versed in anything like that?
They all just kind of look to one another and shrug, and Tandy says, I mean, there's kind of a reason why we're watching the pantry.
That's fair. I get that.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way you can control them.
Maybe. I always thought that mushrooms were just an old wives' tale. I have never seen one in my life.
Well, they're real. They've actually snuck into the little hut that we're staying in while we visit with you guys, and they left a small pile of acorns, so they're clearly good at getting into places they're not supposed to, and getting out without being seen or heard.
And then Juniper says, okay, so let's say it is mushrooms. What are we going to do about it? If we haven't even seen them, how are we supposed to stop them?
Well, I will think on that. I think I should probably talk with my team about this and see if we maybe can brainstorm. But I think maybe we need to find one of these little mice and follow them and see what's going on. But we can handle that. I appreciate you guys answering all the questions. But that's all you guys have seen or heard or smelled while the past few weeks while this food has gone missing?
They all nod their heads. And Juniper says, we take our job very seriously, especially during this time of lacking, this time of need.
No, yeah, of course. I'm sure you guys are doing a great job protecting the food. It's just clearly there's no obvious answer, which means we need to start thinking a little outside the box. Because you haven't seen any arsonists around the area, have you?
They all look to each other and not shake their heads, no. Hmm. Not since they were asked to leave, no.
Hmm. Well then, clearly something is behind this, but I'm not too sure it's them. But I appreciate all your help. I'm going to go chat with my team, and we're going to brainstorm and see if we can come up with any solutions. Maybe they found something inside. So, bye. I'll see you later.
As you're preparing to leave, Felix, the others begin to disperse, and Tandy stops you real quickly, and she says, are you going to be going back to like the refugee camp where the arsonists are?
We have to go pick up a friend of ours who's there and my goat. But so, yeah, we'll be heading that way probably in a little bit. Why?
Can you tell Sparkle Ward hi for me?
Sparkle Ward?
Yeah.
Isn't that the construction worker?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
The super buff halfling that's hot?
We sort of became friends when they were here. And I just, if you could just let him know that I miss him. And she blushes a little bit.
Oh, sure, absolutely, I can do that. And hopefully once we solve this problem, you guys can start hanging out in person again and seeing each other.
That would be really nice. Yeah. Thanks, Felix. Or Sir Felix.
Oh, no, just Hero Felix. Just Felix, not a knight. Just Felix. I am a Felix. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And everyone leaves except for, let's see, who's going to stay and guard? Well, you're gone. Everyone leaves except for Jansen and Juniper. They are on afternoon shift. As you and Tandy part ways, your friends come out of the larder.
Ah, hey guys, what'd you find?
Well, wait, I don't come out of the larder. I'm still in there.
Is it just me?
Yep.
Delaney and Kat come out of the larder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of mouse holes all over the place. Jansen, you might want to check these out, get them filled in.
Yeah. We were actually just talking.
Oh, yeah. No, we found evidence of these mushrooms in here. So if you want to go check in with Thea, she will show you what we have found. Kat and I are going to go check out something else really quick.
Okay. Yeah. And Jansen goes inside.
Yeah, like Felix is going to try and kind of talk with her while she's walking apparently away. He clearly had something else on her mind.
Yeah, I'm with Kat. We're having a conversation.
Oh?
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a friendly conversation?
Just girl talk. So periods and stuff. You wouldn't understand. We're going to go over privately over here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. Keep your privacy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously not all girls have periods, Kat.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to scare Felix away. All right, let's go.
You guys walk away.
Yeah, how frequently have you interacted with menstruation? And what? Yeah, it keeps going.
Tis a
more than you think.
Delalia needs the last word.
More than you think.
Aw.
I have a mom, a sister, and I had a fiancé. I've clearly been around women.
Felix is the guy who goes and buys the tampons.
Yeah, he's
and
the guy that carries the tampons.
He probably has period sex.
Oh, yeah, yes. He does. Oh, but he would. Felix. The more we know about Felix, the more we love him.
I'm not scared
Felix
of him.
Felix is a Hufflepuff.
He's yes, not scared Felix of a vagina.
So I need Delalia needs a new approach for scaring him away then.
Yes, you could just ask me to go away. Oh. Jesus. Jesus.
I don't have to manipulate you.
Go away.
You.
Pax. Gosh. Like,
Pax. Yeah.
He's just going to go
so
inside.
So Delalia and Kat step away, just off away so that they can have a private conversation.
Yeah. So Kat.
Hi.
Hey, don't be nervous. I know that I am arguably the warmest and most affectionate one in my party, so I can definitely see why you feel so at ease right now. That was a joke. Thank you. I don't know. I thought maybe we could have good rapport because you and V get along so well. And V's like a Krispy Kreme. Like, not a nice, just outwardly snuggly person.
To be honest, Alethea, you're really intimidating. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm wow. not. I don't dislike yeah. you. I just...
That's fair.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Totally fair. I do feel disappointment sometimes. Yep, I see that. So here's my deal. I've got a concern. Maybe you can help me with it.
Okay.
Seems like there's something that you know that you're not sharing. And I know that there's a reason you're not sharing it. You're not stupid. You're a smart person. And I want you to know that if you share information with me that might be incriminating to you or to someone else, I might be able to find a way to help resolve it without getting all of those people in trouble. Can you share with me your secret, Kat?
Roll persuasion. And you can go ahead and roll it with advantage because you were being very... You're offering her something that she wants, mm-hmm. which is protection for someone yeah. or herself, whichever. You don't know that. What is it?
I didn't even need it. I got a nat 20.
Yo!
Get it.
So bringing me up to a 22.
Okay, so Kat...
I shouldn't scream into the microphone.
No, you're okay. It's okay, I screamed.
So Kat kind of looks over her shoulders and looks back to you and says, you promise that you won't get them in trouble?
Yes.
Okay, I think I need to show you what's on the other end of the awakened trail of forest. I think I know where that goes, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think I know who we're looking for.
Okay.
And she looks kind of sad.
Yeah.
And she says, I'll go get Thea and Felix, and we can head out. And she heads back towards the larder. Thea or Felix, was there anything you wanted to do in the larder before leaving?
I can't get my arm back from your castle.
She just takes off her shirt.
It's okay. It's his now.
It's normal luck stuff.
Man, we haven't even gotten into the champagne yet, girl. You're already halfway out of your clothes. Damn.
Hey, it's like a low shouldery thing.
It's,
and
it's fashion.
It's, yeah, fashion. Cat fashion. Perkins and I are still in the larder.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, thank you.
He gave it back. We're just sitting in there. Thea's just sitting in there going, do you think they've had enough? Do you think we're allowed to leave yet? Do we have to stay in here? Or do we, because I don't know that there's anything else. Do you see anything else in here that we need to look at?
Perkins is looking around and he says, huh, oh no.
What's no?
Well, there's supposed to be a pie in here for the children today, and I don't see it anywhere.
That seems like it'd be too big for mice to carry away.
That's true, and that he starts looking around. Are there any other entrances or exits anywhere?
I don't know. Let me...
You know, you already did perception earlier. You guys, you don't find any, other than the front door, you don't find any other entrances or exits. And he says they would have had to carry it out the door, which means there would have had to be no one. Someone would have seen that, clearly. If someone was going out the door or something.
If they were paying attention. I don't know. So...
Oh.
So... Are you certain that all of the guards that you have to guard this larder are super perceptive and good at paying attention and not falling asleep on the job? Is there any potential that they might potentially fall a snooze?
Oh, well, I don't. Perkins seems at a loss, but Jansen walks in just as you say that, and Jansen says, all of our guards are very good. Nobody... Well, except for Old Man Higgins, but he's never a guard alone. There's always two guards each night, each shift, I should say. There's always at least two people here.
Perkins, was this pie that you were looking for here yesterday? Do you know?
Well, it should have been. This is just, you know, where food is kept if it needs to be kept safe. And I just...
Jansen, do you have a log of what food was here yesterday?
Yes, I do. And they pull out their log and they said... They say, there should be a pie in here. Is there not a pie in here? They're starting to look a little stressed out.
Well, Perkins seems to not be able to find it. I mean, but maybe somebody already took it over to where it's supposed to go in preparation.
Has Felix come inside yet?
He can.
So, like, he's overheard some of this conversation, not the whole thing, but when he hears about the guards are in pairs, he says, wait, who is paired up with Higgins? Like, is he always paired up with specific people?
No, the schedule changes. The week the food went missing, we take turns. We take turns. So, yes, there were nights when old man Higgins and Kieran were guarding for that week. The way that we do it is we have a set schedule for the week, and the week the food started missing, the week the food started going missing, old man Higgins and Kieran were on the late shift. But I came in with Braun for the morning shift and the afternoon shift.
And the food was still there when you came in, or it had already gone missing?
It had already gone missing.
Okay. Well,
Thea, I will give you one thing. Because you rolled so well earlier when you were doing mushroom lore.
Yeah.
You know that because the mushrooms are mushroomy, that they have different abilities. You witnessed the poisonous kind of spores in the glen with Bayamin. You remember that, like, if you treat them a certain way, they'll react in a specific way. So, like, for instance, if they're treated with hostility, they'll get scared, and they might, like, react in defense.
Do I know do they have the ability to control other people, or is it just they spray you with a thing and your eyes are like, ow, oh no?
You know that when mushrooms are scared, they can secrete a sleeping spore as a self-defense mechanism. You know that when they are, like, angry or, like, going on the offensive, they can shoot, like, a poisonous spore. And you know that when they are pleased, they can bring good luck, fertile land, like, wealth, basically just, like, prosperity in general. So different how you interact with them will affect how they interact with you.
Okay. Well, mushrooms have the ability to put people to sleep, so it's entirely possible that if they got spooked, they might have put... I mean, seems like it doesn't take a lot to get old man Higgins to, you know.
That's fair.
But potentially whoever was with old man Higgins could have been put a snooze by the shrooms. I don't know. Should we meet back up with our... Do you think we're allowed to leave yet? And she looks back at Perkins.
I think that we should all get back together. It seems we're ready to reconvene. And I'll go check and see where Delalia is. Perkins leaves to go find Delalia.
So Good Kat man. Came back to get them.
And oh, I'm that's just right. Sitting, so everyone,
I'm doing a Dumbledore moment where I'm just like,
just sitting
pleasantly, enjoying like reading the crocheting magazines.
I mean, if it.
Are you in Perkins' house now? Is that where you are?
I would be if I was looking at those. No, I'm just staying where Kat left me because Kat was like, oh, I'm going to go get them. And so I'm just like, okay. And I'm just standing out at wherever I was left.
Yep.
I mean, if someone has made friends with these mushrooms and mushrooms bring luck, so somebody could be getting really lucky with stealing stuff. And
Baby Bard's older sibling probably... does something and is friends with the mushrooms or whatever.
She was all alone in that shed. Was. What's
and
in that
playing
shed?
Magic together, playing music by herself. So I bet she bards around or druids around.
The guard and bards.
And
let's go
the,
barding.
Gets the little yeah.
The guards heard an eerie voice. Wait, are we all together
heard,
or are we just
and they heard wailing?
We are
now,
I guess.
They heard wailing and singing. Yeah, we're all together. Yeah. So they heard wailing and singing.
Yeah, an eerie kind of wailing voice.
So hear
Maybe
me out.
Was singing.
I think that someone, and I look at Kat, was singing and maybe the was working with the mushrooms and got food that way.
Yeah. The only unfortunate thing is that if it is her that's doing it.
Well, I have promised to protect the person who is at fault here. And so I will die on that sword.
You make a lot of promises.
You make a lot of promises too, Rosef.
Ouch.
Also, I think that we can probably resolve this with a little white lie, if necessary. But let's just see what's up. Kat said that she has something to share with the group.
Oh.
But again, I'm holding to my promise.
I think we should follow that trail we found. I think I know where it goes, and I think I know who we're looking for.
Is it A?
She nods. Mm-hmm. So, and she looks at Thea, kind of like just a little bit like, I didn't want to get her in trouble.
That's okay. I understand, but it seems like keeping the secret is causing more harm than good at this point.
Yeah.
Just because one person in a community is probably doing something out of trying to help, it seems to have alienated the rest of her community. And it's, you guys are losing your food and there's conflict between you. I think we need to resolve this.
Okay. I'll show you. I'll lead the way. And your party is going to move back into the woods and follow the trail. Is there anything you want to do here before you leave to follow the trail back into the forest?
No, I'm good.
Where's V?
Oh, that's a good question. Uh-huh. So, Delilia, before you got, like, I guess as you guys are preparing to leave, and you might have seen this a little bit when you were waiting, you do see off in the distance V speaking with the king and the queen, and it looks like a group of like maybe soldiers, like not so much soldiers as in like people of Haven have taken up some arms, and you see them having an intense conversation kind of off a ways. So that's where V is.
Because I talked to V about our whole thing, and so V knows that there could potentially be some badness coming here. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ready for that.
Forgot about that because this was 2 months ago. Yep. My bad.
No, you're good. You're good. So yeah, that's what V is doing.
Okay, cool. So that can keep happening. And I think it's best that V not come just so that we can keep communication open. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to Haven. We're going to follow the trail back to Haven.
So you guys are leaving Haven, heading back towards deeper into the forest, following the trail of a weakened forest. Mm-hmm. Kat is leading. Kat, Felix, Delilia, Thea, and Perkins, and Lauren and Dashing and Bamon, all the animal familiars except Ramsey. And are you really singing as you go?
Delilia is not going to instigate singing.
Okay.
That is not a part of her lifestyle.
We all know how Thea feels about singing.
That's true. So you're heading back into the forest following the trail. Felix, as you guys are walking, you kind of hear in the back of your mind that familiar voice of Silvertongue. And as you're walking, you just happen to you see Kat is, talking to Thea up at the front of the line, and you just catch a glimpse of that Heart of the Forest pendant around Kat's neck, and you hear Silvertongue say,
"We must have that. It is one of the most magical artifacts I have ever seen since I met up with you. We must retrieve it from the princess."
"Why do we need it?"
"Power, my friend, power. Whoever obtains that necklace, that heart of the forest will have such power. Don't you want to be that person? Don't you want to be the one calling the shots? Wouldn't it be a better world if Felix was in charge?"
Do I need to make a roll here or something? Like,
I mean, how does Felix feel about that?
I mean, okay, hang on. I mean, sure, I think like everybody, everybody thinks that they know how the world could be a perfect place, sort of a thing. But like, he's not.
Why are you looking at me?
But like, he's not.
Oh my gosh!
Hello,
that's the feeder.
That's the cutest thing I have ever.
That scared the fucking shit out of me.
It was like dead ass you in the other room.
I was just like, why do I hear her in the other room?
Emma has
a fucking skinwalker.
Emma has an automatic feeder for Lux, and apparently she's recorded her voice saying, "It's time for food. Come here, baby." What does it say?
I think it says, "It's time to eat. Come here, baby."
So we're sitting here with Emma, and we just hear her voice
coming out of the dark bedroom
behind us.
You can't really see anything.
This isn't really
in
Emma.
I'm sweating now.
I rip off my face. Yeah. Surprise! It's me.
Surprise! It's me, not Emma.
Not Emma.
But like, he's not somebody who like wants to like rule anything. Like, he just thinks he knows how the world should work, but he's not under the illusion that he's somebody who can do that.
Okay.
So he swings a sword. That's about it.
What do you say to Silver Tongue then?
What did Silver Tongue say again? I'm trying to...
You need to steal that necklace. You must obtain it for us.
Okay, but see, the problem... here with that is that they actually need that necklace to keep things running here, and we're trying to plant a goddess seed, the sister of the guy who owns you, and so maybe we shouldn't... Are you hissing? Are you hissing?
It's like when your cat betrays you by hissing, and you're like, ew! And you sort of want to hit him on the face.
Why are you doing... Yeah. I'm sorry, do you not like Pax?
I am a gift from Pax, but I do not have to like the other gods in the pantheon.
Troublesome. You're problematic. But they need that necklace. And also, what exactly is your escape plan here? Because we are literally inside their kingdom, in a forest, surrounded by their people. If we take that, we're screwed.
You will simply use me to slay them all.
Well, that's new.
He's making a lot of good points.
That's a new method for you. No, thank you. We're not going to slay people. We're not going to steal a necklace from a princess.
Are you sure about that?
And I want you to roll a saving throw.
I will not hesitate to slay you. I think this is wisdom, right?
Yes, thank you. That's what it is. A wisdom saving throw from Felix, which is
not fantastic.
He's a wise boy.
15.
Motherfucker. That was exactly what you needed to get. Felix, you feel as the hand holding... Wait, actually, are you holding the sword or is it in your scabbard?
He's like he's got like a hand on it while he's walking to kind of keep it from like...
Flopping
around. So I hate that.
It's never been more phallic than it is. This is the phallicest spellbound yet.
I said it and then I heard it out loud and I realized mistakes were made. But yeah, he's hanging on to like the hilt of it while he's walking.
Okay, so as you're walking, you feel like your hand start to like reach around the hilt and pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it about halfway out of the sheath before you're able to kind of like this, your body is doing this without your permission. Mm-hmm. And then you really are like, no, and you force it back in. But it takes some effort, Felix, and you know that you just barely were able to get control of your arm back again after that.
Fuck. Can I roll a perception check?
Sure.
Ability to use your arm.
No, I'm not. Like, I beat it. I did fine.
And okay. Silver Tongue says...
For now, we will wait. But I will get that necklace one way or the other, Felix. Trust me.
Yes.
I'm looking out for our best interests.
I don't think you're looking out for our best interests. I think you're looking out for your best interests, and that's not what we need right now. And we're trying to help these people.
And while you're whispering to your sword, Thea, do you roll perception?
I did, but I got a 9.
But yeah. You're talking to Kat.
I think Felix is whispering to the sword, though, he's whispering in Gnomish. He's not talking in common.
Oh, there we go.
And so, yeah, he's talking to him. He's talking in Gnomish because he knows these guys and he does not want them to be right.
So I think you guys are kind of up ahead. The only, I'm going to say, who does notice though a little bit is that you hear behind you a hey bro.
Yes
dashling.
Hey Felix bro, are you okay? You've been talking to your sword there for a solid like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and I saw you start to pull it out. Is it, are we on guard?
No, not right now. I guess I'm a little anxious because I know that, you know, once we do plant that seed, bad guys are probably going to come out of the woodwork. And so I'm just, you know, I want to be ready, but, you know, walking around with my sword out kind of looks a bit intimidating. And we're about to go, like, maybe charge somebody with stealing. So I'm just kind of, I'm just nervous, I guess, about everything that's going on right now. But it's fine.
Dashing looks at you, like, skeptically, but then he's like, okay, yeah, that tracks. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I'm here. If you see any, I've got my acorn. If you see anything, I'm ready to attack.
Yeah, definitely. We just want to keep our friends safe. And he's going to keep walking.
I'm so mad that I rolled a fucking 9. Because Thea would be all over this.
And Dashing rolled a 10.
You can't take my sword.
I could not tell
it.
That Felix was
your
lying.
Your sword is going to get us all killed.
Okay, but we got to fight bad guys soon. I need
your
sword.
Your sword is going to get you killed.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Delalia will kill you.
No.
If needed.
I would like to see you try.
And as you're walking through the forest, you continue to walk until you see up ahead. Actually, you hear first, I think. As you're walking through the forest, you begin to hear like a soft sound, like maybe someone talking. But then you realize it's actually singing coming from up ahead. And as you draw near, you see that there is a treehouse up in the distance. And you can tell that the singing is coming from that treehouse. And Kat explains to you three, she says, so this is my like childhood treehouse my dad built for me when I was younger. This is where we would meet, Arwen and I, and this is where I would sneak away to after they were kicked out so that we could still see each other. Should I go first or... And she looks at you. When she sees me, I want you to know that I really like you. And I'm just really nervous and I don't know how to talk to people.
It's okay. Okay. Everything's fine. Yeah. This doesn't mean anything about you and Thea.
Yeah, well, and okay, we've also, you know, I've only known you like a day-ish and I don't, you know, I'm not going to judge you for who you associate with and
she's really great. I don't know if I can go up there. Will one of you go up instead or
I'll go.
No. Kat and Thea puts a hand on her shoulder. This, if you are going to learn how to be a ruler, you need to learn how to confront things that make you uncomfortable. If you want, I will go with you, but you have to do this.
Okay. If you'll go with me, I'll come.
Point to Thea.
Absolutely.
Point to Lydia.
Inspiration. Damn. Point to Lydia.
Thanks. should use that on my fucking perception check. It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm only a little mad that I didn't see Felix with his fucking sword. Anywho, so Thea says...
No one ever notices Felix.
Whatever you need, I will help you. Let's do this.
All right. And you approach the treehouse. It's got a little like ladder going up actually the ladder that usually you can throw down. I'm trying to think. How do people get into treehouses? Let's say that there are like boards kind of like attached to the tree itself. So you just climb the tree and then like as you get up higher, you can kind of climb the branches and get in. So then that way it's not something that has to be thrown down and collected again.
Like, her dad has like tree magic. Could I ask something? Could he like morph the tree into like natural steps rather than hammering in?
Yeah, let's say that's how it is. There's some natural steps that have been maneuvered into this tree. And I'm going to ask you, are you guys trying to be sneaky or are you just going for it?
I don't think we need to be sneaky.
Sneaky?
Okay.
Do you? I mean, well, you can't tell us.
No. As the DM, it's up to you.
I feel like we're going to have a conversation with somebody that we like. Well, that somebody in our group likes, and we're gonna be nice.
Yeah, we'll be nice.
Who is going first?
Me and Kat.
Okay, so let's say that you are Thea.
No, ouch for her to be like walking in, holding dicks, and then.
Well, we're have a professional relationship at the moment, you know.
It would hurt my feelings.
Kat goes first then, and Kat, it climbs up the treehouse and, or comes up to the treehouse, and she takes a deep breath and looks back down at you, Thea, and the rest of you, and she says, okay. And before she pops up, she says, hello? And you guys can hear somebody singing. This whole time you've heard somebody singing. It's not consistent. Like, it sounds like somebody practicing. So, like, they'll sing a little bit, and then they'll stop. They'll sing a little bit, and they'll stop. But you hear, I didn't write anything, but you hear, like, bits and pieces, like, the fairest in the land, the most beautiful eyes of all. Oh, Kat, my love, my sweet, for you I have fallen. No, that's not right.
And Delalia is just like,
Thea's eyes are big. She is embarrassed.
This is so embarrassed. An embarrassing Paul falls over the group.
She looks, admires the poetry that she's trying to do here, but he's also just like, this is, like, on Thea's behalf, he's like, this is not going to be pretty.
This is why romance is upsetting.
Oh, it's been a day. I've known her for a day.
And Kat says, hello? And you hear the voice say, is that Kat? My love. And there's like a shuffling of papers and stuff. And you see, in fact, it is Arwen, peeks their head out and looks down to the ladder, beaming. And then they see you three and they say, oh, and you've brought company?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Arwen. We met earlier.
We met, yeah.
Right? Yeah, you're the one who brought one who brought my little brother back.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just coming around to see and talk about some stuff.
Okay.
Do you mind if we join you?
If that's okay with Kat.
Yeah.
And Kat says, yeah, we'd like to come up. And Arwen says, cool, let me just clean up a little bit. And she zooms back in and you hear more shuffling and papers and clamoring. And Kat pulls herself up. You're all able to pull yourselves back in. And you see, it is a small treehouse. It's a kid-sized treehouse, but there's like tons of paper and parchment everywhere with music notes and sheet music with, there you see like what looked like bits of poems. Like if you look down Felix, you might like see like roses are red, violets are blue, Kat is my love, oh so true, like that kind of thing. And you also see like a blanket that is like covering up something in the corner.
Is it sweet or is it a lot right now? This is a lot.
Well, I don't know how long they've been together.
Well,
and
Kat might not be as in, like, Kat seems to be a little less into
it. Look, Felix is a romantic, okay?
I know.
And that's true. Loves that this is an effort. Someone, she's putting in an effort to this. Like, he likes it. He thinks it's cute.
Felix, yeah, you can obviously tell that Arwen very much loves Kat
likes
Kat. And then Delalia and Thea, I think you're very aware of how uncomfortable Kat is with all of this, like, attention. Uh-huh. She is bright red.
Attention is not Kat's love language.
No.
Like, at all.
At all.
Bless. Does not like grand gestures.
No.
It's okay.
Me either.
So, I'm going to cut to the chase. You know, we've got a lot going on, and we think that you are special and important, and so we want to be respectful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I'm loving the music we've been hearing. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard.
Yeah, a little bit of
just
it.
Just a faint
Just
strain.
Some of it. We didn't hear any words.
No words or anything.
No words
None.
We heard.
Mm-mm.
But the music was great.
Yeah.
Is what we
thank
heard.
You.
Yeah, great.
So,
did you like a cat? And Kat's just like, like wide-eyed deer in the headlights, just nodding.
Yeah. So lots of conversations to have, but the one that's foremost and most about me is, as I'm sure you're aware, maybe you're not. I'll respect you enough to just tell you the information. Food has been going missing from the larder in Haven.
What?
Yeah, and it seems like you're taking it.
What? No, I think what Delalia is trying to say is
that I'm saying that that's why I say I'm respecting you enough to not bullshit around here.
Kat, you guys think I'm a thief?
No.
There's a lot more to it than that. We know that there's a lot to your story, right? And your story is yours, and I would love to hear it sometime if you want to share. I know that people don't take food for funsies. People take food because they need it.
I haven't taken anything.
Are you familiar with mushrooms?
Because we are. Mm-hmm. You're found out, dude. But we're not mad, like I say.
So what if I know about mushrooms? I still didn't steal anything. Arwen says, kind of just
can,
like
can Felix it. Look around
she
the area?
Fiddles with her nose ring nervously.
Can Felix look around like around the treehouse? Yeah. Is there a mouse room maybe somewhere in here?
I'm gonna roll an investigation.
Well, I will say that you notice that there is a big pile of something hidden under a blanket in the corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Felix is going to go over and pull the blanket off.
And there's a pie in there, bet.
Yes, you pull that blanket off, Felix, and you see... you see that there is quite a bit of food here. Root vegetables, wild eggs, jerky, little bits of cheese, bread, butter... and a fully cooked pie, partially eaten.
Oh, no. So, Kat.
I didn't steal any of that,
listen,
Arwen says.
That's what I meant. Arwen, listen. We understand. We respected you enough to come here and speak to you. Please respect us enough to let us know what's going on. So that we can help you.
Did you tell them? And Arwen looks at Kat. And Kat's just like big-eyed, like... I didn't, Delilia says you're not going to get in trouble.
And Kat is a ruler of people that are starving right now. It is Kat's responsibility to keep them safe. And if you can't respect that, then that's something that you need to work on.
You are putting her in a very uncomfortable situation here.
That's not fair. And you know for a fact that that carving on that tree got your people in a whole lot of trouble.
Are you talking about that one person who like threw a big fit because I carved that in a tree?
Yes.
It's just a carving. And it was supposed to be a nice gesture, they say to Kat. I thought it would make her happy.
But did you ask her first?
And do you see that it hurt a lot of people's feelings?
Arwen seemed a little like taken, like kind of, it's a lot at once.
Yeah,
and she's getting a little defensive and she says, look, I don't know why you're here. So what if I know what mushrooms are? Like I said, I didn't take anything. It's not my fault if the mushrooms like me more than you guys.
Arwen, I am sorry that we came in with assumptions.
Arwen steps in front of the pie. After you say,
there is, however, a lot of food in here, and the people of Haven have been missing their food. The only signs of entry into the larder are teeny tiny little holes through which mushrooms could fit. And I know that when mushrooms particularly like a person, they tend to give them gifts. And I know that you are not a greedy person. And I think you seem to be a very kind person and very talented. And I'm sure you were just trying to help the people of your village. Is that right?
I mean, yeah, like, okay, so what if the mushrooms like me and like to bring me food? I don't keep it all to myself. I take some back to Haven. I'm supposed to be out here foraging all day, but there's like nothing. I'm not a forager. So whatever they bring that is like nuts and shit, I just take it back and put it in our pantry. So it's not like I'm keeping it all to myself. I'm the one doing the work here. I should get to keep a cut. And it's not a lot of food.
What work are you doing?
This. And she gestures to all of her like sheet music. You see like her, she's got instruments around here. She says, I am a composer. I am a professional musician. And it's not my fault if the mushrooms like what I do and want to show me their appreciation with some little gifts. It's not like it's not a lot.
It is enough that it's affecting the town.
And well, it's enough- everyone in that town, they threw us out anyway, so it's kind of their own fault. Like, no offense, Kat, I know it's nothing you've done, but like your dad threw us out, so it's kind of like this is what happens, right?
But didn't they throw you out because of an action that you did?
They threw your family and your friends and your loved ones out of the town because food was going missing,
and also the carving in the tree.
Yep.
Which I know may not seem like a huge deal to you, but for them, that was their sacred glen. And I know that it was a misunderstanding, but it seems like maybe you haven't taken the chance to talk to them about it and have made some assumptions. It seems like everybody here, frankly, has made a lot of assumptions. And if we could get you together to talk and compromise, maybe we could smooth this over.
So what are you saying? I'm just supposed to stop playing my music for the mushrooms?
No, of course absolutely not. But you should probably come clean to the village of Haven and let them know that the food has been... The mushrooms love your music, and they have been bringing you gifts, and you didn't mean to steal it. And maybe you can share your music with them as a way of... I don't know, giving back in return for the food that your village needs, and maybe you can come together instead of having two divided kingdoms. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Kat, but it seems like maybe if you could figure out how you could each help each other, it wouldn't be a problem of stealing food, but sharing food together and sharing resources. And we might have a solution to the scarcity issue at our fingertips. That we would like to help with, but we need
Delilia
this to
Delilia impatiently does this, and you hear wood on wood. Like, as she, like, runs her fingers along the house.
Yeah. We would like to help, but we can't until we know that this is going to be a united community and not one that steals from each other or hoards from each other or throws each other out. You all need to come together.
Listen, that's, like, great and all, but I don't know if you've talked to my moms. They're not, like, super excited to just be friends again with everyone from Haven.
Can I posit that maybe if you told your moms that the people of Haven didn't do this irrationally, but that someone was, in fact, stealing from them and it was inadvertently you, that might help them understand some of the insight. Because right now they think that the people of Haven are just being crazy butts.
Crazy butts.
And Kat steps forward too, and she crazy butts. Kat steps forward too, and she says, "I didn't want to get you in trouble, Arwen. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. We're trying to do something here that's bigger than all of us, and we're trying to fix a lot of things. We're trying to, like Thea said, they." Might have a way to make it so that there's enough for everybody to go around. So if we can just fix this problem, then maybe we can fix the other problems too.
And Thea looks at her and just kind of gives her a reassuring nod, like, you got this, girl.
She, like, reaches out and holds your hand.
Oh, shit.
And
we'll take that hand. I was trying to avoid being romantic in front of Arwen, but I will take that hand.
It's less romantic and more like, I'm glad you're here.
Okay, cool.
Just like
cool.
Instinctively, she just reaches out and holds your hand. Okay. Arwen does not miss that, though. Arwen looks from Kat to you, Thea, and then back to Kat, and then back to you, and she says, who are you?
My name is Princess Thea Penrose of Highgard. I am here with my...
She just threw her dick around.
She did. I don't like when people...
drop that pedigree.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah.
I am Princess Thea Penrose of Highgard, and I am a traveler and adventurer. These are my friends. Felix Beckigan Saint from Travel.
There you go, she did.
Of Wonder Trundle. fighter and hero. This is Delalia. I don't think you have a last name, actually.
Nope.
Of Aphonatoid.
That's okay.
She is a ranger.
I'm like Cher.
Yeah.
And we have been
same energy.
On a quest across Eos to try and root out darkness and evil and restore balance.
Oh, I that would make a really good story. They start taking notes. She starts taking notes.
We are here to help.
Okay. Cool.
I also was part of helping bring your brother back home.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, totes.
And another little girl that we should probably...
Yeah, have you seen, she's probably... Have you seen a goat and a 12-year-old human girl?
She has, really long hair with butterflies in it for some reason.
What? No, I definitely saw someone going through the forest with a goat. She was actually heading back towards the camp.
Ships in the night. Okay.
So what's the deal here? Are you guys going to... You're going to make me come clean? Are you going to rat me out? What are we doing?
We are encouraging you to go talk to your moms really quick because I think that makes the most sense. And it would be too super inappropriate for you to go talk to entire civilization before coming clean to your loved ones, right?
Yeah. So why don't we solve that problem?
We can go together
if you want.
Or not.
we can go together. And Arwen steps up and takes Kat's other hand and looks at you, Thea. We can go together.
This could be the start of something, fun, but you're being a little aggressive about it.
Thea just goes, okay, we'll go together. She's got a really big
and
Delalia
is looking at Thea and just takes Kat's, not Kat, takes Arwen's other hand and is like, we're doing it.
And Felix is just standing out to the side, like he's like, I'm seeing a lot of like angry female energy right now, and he is not going to stand in the middle of that.
Do you
he's standing off to the side.
Do you hold hands, Perkins? Oh, God. Perkins!
Perkins holds your hand.
Great. Do we just...
This is what friends do.
Do we chain our way out the door?
Lauren flies around the ceiling, and it's just a weird moment.
It's a weird energy. Yeah.
And we'll cut. We'll cut to you guys going back to the camp. Oh, yeah. Before you leave, Perkins holds up the pie, and he says... This was for the children.
Aww, Perkins.
I'm taking sorry, it with Perkins. Me.
Will Arwen come clean to her mothers? Is it possible for peace between Haven and the refugees of Arsington? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. A big thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick Caruza, Sean-Pierre Ringgold, Kat Harker, Nick Price, Wizard Lucas, and Nate Card. Songs in this episode include Spellbound, Spellbound Part 2, Keeper of the Forest, Woodland Lullaby, Gra, featuring Mando Teresia, and Rite of Passage by Vinsvept of Bandcamp.com. Scheming Weasel, Sunitor de Lietu, Marty Got's a Plan, and Decline by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io. Links and license in the description. All other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Until next time.
I imagine that the pie was not like sliced, but that somebody had just like been taking chunks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like eating
like
it with
right
their hands.
Out of the middle of yeah. It sort yeah. Of thing,
and
asshole.
I bet that the bottom of the pie is like perfectly dry so that it's so easy to just take out. Because Perkins, you know, Perkins fucking kills that pie.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good at it.
Guys, I make a real good apple pie.
So as you are climbing the treehouse, you hear somebody singing, let's say that the...
Oh, he just failed. And I feel so bad. Good boy, you did it. Yeah.
Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw. Except all of us.
I saw all of that. He kissed the wall with his face.
Oh, it's so just funny when cats fail. The indignity.
I know.
Yeah, he's acting like it didn't happen.
Like, what?
I'm cool. I'm fine. I'm cool.
Did that on purpose.